Chapter 7, Seeking Answers. Amid the deafening roar of war, moments of reflection are seldom afforded. But for Carl and Joe, that inexplicable event acted as a stone in their shoe, a niggling, unyielding mystery they couldn't shake off. Days later, Carl, sitting on the cold ground of a makeshift barracks, remembered an old spiritual teacher from his childhood in Hamburg. Elder Dieter was a pillar in the community, guiding many through the intricacies of faith and life's conundrums. Seeking solace and understanding, Carl penned a letter. "Elder Dieter, I hope this letter finds you in good health. A most perplexing event occurred in the heat of battle. I fired upon an enemy soldier. The bullet found its mark, but instead of taking his life, it lodged in a locket he wore close to his heart. His bullet, equally destructive, simply stopped by a handkerchief in my pocket. I struggle to understand this. Is this a sign? A test? What am I meant to learn from this? Yours in confusion, Carl Miller." Carl's hands trembled slightly as he sealed the envelope. The weight of the words, the confusion, the yearning for understanding, it all settled heavily on his shoulders. In a different part of the continent, Joe, too, grappled with the incident. He remembered his grandfather's tales of a tribal elder from the Navajo Nation who had visited Boston during his younger days. This elder spoke of destiny, fate, and the interconnectedness of all beings. Joe decided to approach his chaplain, Father Williams, hoping for some insight. "Father," Joe began, hesitant, "I experienced something miraculous on the battlefield. A bullet, one that should have taken my life, was stopped by my family locket." Father Williams, looking up from his scriptures, studied Joe intently. "War brings with it many mysteries, Joe. Some believe they're the Lord's work. Some see them as mere coincidences. Tell me, how do you feel about it?" Joe took a deep breath. "I can't shake off the feeling that it was divine intervention, that there's a reason I'm still alive. But why? Why spare me?" Father Williams paused, reflecting. "Perhaps it's not the why, but the what. What are you meant to do with this second chance? It could be a test or an opportunity." Joe nodded, pondering the words. "I need to understand this, Father. I need to find my purpose." Over the following weeks, both soldiers sought out counsel. Carl, having received a reply from Elder Dieter, was told, "War is a crucible of destiny. Moments of grace amidst chaos can be signs from the divine. Seek understanding not just through reason, but through faith and action." Taking this advice to heart, Carl began to meditate daily, finding moments of stillness amidst the war's madness. He spoke with fellow soldiers, realizing many carried their own tales of inexplicable events and near-death experiences. These shared stories created a bond, a thread of shared humanity amidst the horrors of war. Hans, one of Carl's closest comrades, confided, "You know, Miller, I once saw a bird land on my gun barrel in the midst of battle. It looked at me, unafraid, and flew away. In that moment, I felt an overwhelming peace. I can't explain it, but it changed something within me." Carl nodded, understandingly. "We're all seeking answers, Hans. Maybe the key lies in these shared experiences, these slivers of grace." Meanwhile, Joe, with Father Williams' encouragement, began holding group discussions with his fellow soldiers. They spoke of faith, destiny, and the role of a higher power in their lives. Mike, a friend of Joe from back in Boston, shared, "Mitch, there are days I feel like a puppet, my strings being pulled by forces I can't see. But after hearing your story, I wonder if there's a larger plan for all of us." Joe, listening intently, responded, "Maybe there is, Mike. Maybe these moments are reminders that amidst the war, there's still hope, still miracles." The chapter revealed two soldiers separated by allegiances but united in their quest for understanding. Amid the brutality of war, they found pockets of introspection, moments of shared humanity. They realized that in the face of inexplicable events, sometimes the journey to understand becomes more meaningful than the answer itself.